This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Summer is winding down for students who are preparing to return to school in less than 2 weeks, but for fire crews across Northern California, the dangerous part of the summer wildfire season still has months to go.
Wildland fuels are extremely dry. You can compare them to last year, in some areas even drier. So the lightning storms that we have experienced over the last few days have resulted in several ignitions and some fairly significant fires.
That's Jeff Jones, CAL FIRE's duty chief for Northern California, whose biggest concern right now is a quartet of lightning-caused fires in eastern Shasta County. But he says the North Bay should be feeling fortunate that the storm that sparked those blazes passed us by.
Over the last 24 hours, we've had predictions of lightning into some of the Sonoma, Lake Napa area on up into Mendocino. Fortunately, the lightning activity moved further north into Mendocino and then Humboldt and then on around to the east side. So we've been fortunate that some of those dry fuels in the Lake Napa-Sonoma area haven't been impacted by this most recent storm.
Some of the crews working the Shasta fires have come up from the South State, as part of the flexible response pattern that draws on personnel from many interlocking agencies.
We have a significant number of engine strike teams from local government and from the OES. So we utilize resources from all over California, all the emergency services, and of course the Forest Service brings in nationally resources when we get into a significant fire situation.
Chief Jones, who is based in Redding, spends much of his time trying to anticipate where the next fire might break out, and positioning manpower and other resources to be able to respond quickly.
The predictive services unit that provides us information with weather and fuels gives us some opportunity to prepare, place resources in the appropriate positions to deal with predicted lightning activity or winds or whatever might be the threat of the day.
This is a third consecutive drought year in Northern California, which has left millions of acres of forest and grasslands, fuels in firefighter parlance, dangerously dry. And there's another factor that has compounded the situation, especially in the rugged mountains of the North Coast.
Certainly the sudden oak death over the last few years has contributed to our concerns. When you get large areas where you have dead and drying fuels, in some cases falling on the ground, reducing access, and certainly contributing to high energy release components, which makes controlling the fires much more difficult.
At the same time, storage levels in the region's lakes and reservoirs are also very low, but not to the point, Jones says, where they can't be accessed for water to fight any nearby outbreaks.
To this point, we're still able to get our helicopters into those lakes and reservoirs and, of course, use municipal systems or other water systems for our fire engines where possible. And, of course, our hand crews are used to working without water. They utilize hand tools and chainsaws and build line that way. There is an impact. Some of the reservoirs are a little lower than normal, but to this point, we've been able to dip water out of them successfully.
It takes a good 3 inches of rain to wet down the landscape enough to quench the fire danger, Jones says. But this time of year, no one can predict when that will come or what might flare up before it arrives. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.